ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا فعسى ربي يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا واضرب لهم الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم جعل لكم موعدا ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا ورأى المجرمون النار فظنوا أنهم مواقعون وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى ويستغفروا ربهم إلا أن تأتيهم سنة الأولين أو يأتيهم العذاب قبلا وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا فلما بلغا مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا فلما قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا قال ذلك ما كنا نبغ فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا قال ستجدني إن شاء
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والأمة، وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين. أما بعد، جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. له معقبات من بين يديه ومن خلفه يحفظونه من أمر الله، إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم، وإذا أراد الله بقوم سوءا فلا مرد له وما لهم من دونه من وال. صدق الله العظيم. In continuation from last week, where we were speaking about two events, and we started speaking about the second event, and I said we would continue with that today bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. All in light of the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ra'd, verse number 11, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُ مَعَقِّبَاتُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed malaika to protect the believers from their front and from their back, protecting them with a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will indeed not change the condition of a people until as such time as they change the condition. And if Allah wants to afflict the people with a punishment, there is no avoiding that punishment. There is no escaping that punishment. And then at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَالٍ. And they will have no ally. They will have no helper to get them after they've changed themselves to the bad, and then their condition has become bad. They will have no helper or aid to get them back to the condition of good except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, last week we mentioned about the second event that took place on the 15th, was the commemoration of An-Nakba, the catastrophe, the complete destruction of Palestinian society as it was known, the expulsion of 700,000 Palestinians, the destruction of 500,000 Palestinian villages, and the murder of many innocent men, women, and children. And the subsequent establishment of the illegitimate Zionist state, and then the complete occupation of the lands of Palestine, including Gaza and the Dafa al-Gharbiya and the West Bank in 1967, as well as East Jerusalem with Masjid al-Aqsa. And we know what has happened since then, in Gaza being the biggest open-air prison, still under siege. How many times it's been bombed, how many people have been killed, how many homes have been destroyed. وَهَلُمَّ جَرَّ, as I say in Arabic, etc., etc. In Arabic we say وَهَلُمَّ جَرَّ. So the point I wanted to bring across was that there were actually greater Nakbas before this Nakba. This Nakba of 48, and what has ever happened since up until right now, as I'm standing in front of you, is because of a greater Nakba that took place before that. The Nakba of 48 was only the fruit. It was only the fruit of that shajaratin khabithatin, of that rotten tree that was planted approximately 30 years before that. In actual fact, exactly 30 years, 1908, is where the first real Nakba happens. 1908, 1909. 1908-1909. And I know we're going to run out of time, so I'm just going to concentrate on one personality today, inshallah ta'ala. I have mentioned him last week and some of the events that took place around him. But I want to speak more about him today, inshallah ta'ala. And that is none other than Padishah, As-Sultan Abdul Hamid Al-Thani, Khalifa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time. Rahimahullah ta'ala rahmatan wasi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy upon him, forgive him and grant him a high place in Jannah to Firdaus al-A'la. The last legitimate ruling sultan of the Ad-Dawla al-Uthmaniyya of the Ottoman Empire. Now, Abdul Hamid, rahimahullah ta'ala, he came to power in the Ottoman Empire at a very trying time, at a very difficult time. In actual fact, the great fitna had already begun almost 40 years before him taking power, in the time of what we call At-Tanzimat. At-Tanzimat. Or as they call it in Turkish, Tanzimat. It is considered to be a period of reform. Whenever you hear that word, be careful. Reform. This deen cannot be reformed. When our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was standing on Arafah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that verse to him, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deenan. On this day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and chosen for you as your way of life total submission and surrender to Allah. Hey, al-Islam. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about Islam? Inna ad-deena 'inda Allah al-Islam. That's the only, it's the only deen, the only faith and law and way acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faith and law and way. Faith, la ilaha illallah, law and way, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allah al-Islam. The only faith and way and law acceptable to Allah is total submission and surrender to Him. And further on down in Surah Al-Imran, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقَبَلَ مِنْ. And whoever chooses another faith, law and way, it'll never be accepted from them. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And in the hereafter, they'll be of the losers. So we don't need any reforms. Shukran. But anyway, the reforms began in 1839. Abdul Hamid became the Sultan in 1876. So it started way before Abdul Hamid. And maybe I can just share with you some of the so-called reforms. Number one, they wanted to do away, or they did away with the millet. Again, Turkish word coming from the Arabic, milla. Milla. Qul sadaqallah, fattabi'u millata Ibrahima hanifa. Milla. Say Allah has spoken the truth, O Muhammad, and follow the pure way of Abraham, the milla, the religion, the faith of Abraham, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, if you do a search, a Quran search, on an application, a software application, there's many of them, and you put in the word milla, it will give you 8 verses whereby we are compelled to follow the milla of Ibrahim. Hanifan. Hanifan. What is hanf? Al-hanf wal-mail. Hanf means to turn away. Because Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who was chosen as a leader in faith by Allah, إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Why? Because at one time, كَانَ أُمَّةً, he was man alone. And he represented لا إِلَّا إِلَّا اللَّهِ alone on the dunya. عليه الصلاة والسلام. خليل الرحمن, the friend of the most gracious. Jalla fi ula. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bears testimony to this in the Quran. Kana ummatan qanita lillah. He was a nation unto himself. And he was the only one at that time that turned away. Hanifan, al-Hanf. He turned away from the worship of everyone and everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's where the word millet in Turkish comes from. From the Arabic, millah. And the millet system under the Ottoman Salatin was basically a system that granted autonomy for the Jews to be basically ruled by their halaqa law, and the Christians to be ruled by the law of their different churches. The Armenians were Catholics. The Armenians were Catholics. And those from the Balkan states and Russia, they were Orthodox. They were Orthodox. And of course, the old Anatolia, with Constantinople as its capital before it was conquered by Muhammad al-Fatih and changed to the name of Istanbul, was the capital of the Orthodox Christian Byzantine Empire. So when the Ottomans ruled over those lands up until 1839, those religious communities were allowed to live under their separate laws. With the Ottomans obviously being in control of it, but they were allowed, like what we have been striving for since 1994, we haven't even got it right yet, to have Muslim personal law. Allahu Akbar. It was granted by the Ottomans to the Christians and the Jews that they could live under their own personal law. So that was changed, whereby Muslims and non-Muslims would be considered as equal Ottoman subjects of the Ottoman Empire. How can you do something like that? يعني كيف تساوي بين مسلم وكافر? That's another topic for another time. Then, some of the more shocking things that were changed was the decriminalization. I'm skipping a whole lot this. I mean, if I must just give the talk on a tanzimat, on these changes that took place in the Ottoman Empire in 1839, I will need three khutbah. I will need to make three khutbah. So I'm just going to... The decriminalization of homosexuality. Can you imagine that? 1858. The decriminalization of homosexuality. How can you... We're speaking about a dawla islamiyya, an Islamic state. A khilafa islamiyya that has to rule by sharia. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ الظَّالِمُونَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Three different verses in the Quran. Whoever does not rule by that which Allah has revealed, then they are transgressors, oppressors, disbelievers. Three different verses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it in that emphatic statement where he says, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنًا إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَيَكُونَ لَهُمَ الْخِيرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَا يَأْسِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. It's not for the believing man or the believing woman that if Allah and His Messenger have decided a matter, that they should have a say in that matter. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger have indeed gone manifestly astray. So with these so-called changes, a tanzimat from 1839 right through the 1840s and the 1850s and the 1860s, they were basically moving away. In fact, one of the Salatin actually banned the wearing of the turban for the ordinary awam. Only the imams were allowed to wear turbans, and everybody else had to wear a tarbush, something which was even followed here in Cape Town. It was a sign of a haji. Somebody went on hajj, and they would come back, they would have their tarbush, their red tarbush with the tassels. Is it kwas now? The tassels. Yeah. And
these were what they called reforms. But basically what was happening is there was an ittijah, a taghyir fil ittijahat. They were turning towards the West. They were literally turning away from Islam. Slowly but surely implementing secularist laws in the state. And turning away from the Sharia and turning towards Western civilization, Western dress, Western administration of the state, Western economics. So much so that when Abdul Hamid II, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he took power in 1876, the Ottoman Empire had a foreign debt of 252 Turkish liras. Not the Turkish lira of today. Actually, not wasn't called Turkish liras in those days. Forgive me. But lira zahabiyya, golden lira, they called it. Zahabiyya, golden lira. Ottoman golden lira. 252 million. Which would equate into hundreds of billions today. And within the 33 years that Abdul Hamid II ruled as the Sultan, rahimahullah ta'ala, he brought it down to a tenth of that. Around about 30 million. That 30 million that I mentioned last week that Theodor Herzl offered to pay it off. There was only 30 million left. And then Theodor Herzl came along, you know, at the with the backing of Lord Rothschilds in England and said, look, what's remaining of the debt? That 30 million lira zahabiyya? There's 30 million gold Ottoman lira or Ottoman gold lira. We'll pay that off if you allow us to make some mustawtanat, make some settlements in al-ard al-muqaddasa, in the Holy Land. And Abdul Hamid said, no, I won't even give you one shibr, one hand's breadth of that land, which does not belong to me, belongs to the Muslimin. And so these tanzimat also ushered in the first constitutional era, whereby they established a parliament and the different millet or the different communities, even though the millet system was abandoned, but those communities still existed, the Christian communities and the Jewish communities. And then, of course, the different ethnic groups. The Arabs were also represented. They had 60 representatives in the parliament. The Jews had about 40 representatives in the parliament. And the powers of the executive powers were placed in the hand of a Sadr al-Azam. A Sadr al-Azam was the Grand Vizier, they called him. The Grand Vizier. And it's, wallah, it's shocking to see how many of these Grand Viziers were Freemasons, were involved in Freemasonry at the time, speaking about in the 1800s. And how many of them had actually been sent to Europe to be educated? Something which we, up till this day, are still doing. We're still sending our children to what we consider to be prestigious schools and prestigious universities without thinking of the negative effects that those institutions can have on the minds of our children. I mean, it's one thing if we have grounded them at home and given them a solid Islamic education, and we've given them a firm and solid Aqidah Islamiyah. We have schooled them in the faith of their deen and in the practice of their deen. But many people, what is happening? They are sending these children to their school. They're becoming brilliant academically. They're becoming excellent sportsmen and sportswomen. They're learning to play the violin and the flute and whatever you have. And the deen is put one side. Once I was asked a few years ago, not too long ago, about 10 years ago, somebody wanted me to teach one of the, was going to 11, but he didn't know how to take wudu. He didn't know how to take wudu. I told him, look, I don't give private classes, but you know, I think you need to send your son to a madrasa. Nevertheless, this was the big problem, is that here we have, at that time, it was the Muslim Empire, yet they were looking to the West for inspiration. What does Allah say? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ Where are you going? Where are you going? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ This Quran is nothing but a reminder to all the worlds. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَن يَسْتَقِيمَ For the one who wants to be, I love that Afrikaans word, standfastig. That one that wants to be glued to the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you must follow the Quran and follow the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Khair al-Anam, salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi. So the Tanzimat, that is basically what Sultan Abdul Hamid II, what he inherited. And then the first constitutional era was 76 to 78. And then 77, they went to war with Russia. And he didn't want to go to war with Russia. But it was the parliament that forced him to go to war with Russia. And then after that, he shut down the parliament and he ruled as, and that's why they called him a despot, a dictator, because he wanted to have the last say, based on the teachings of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Khair al-Anam, salawatu rabbi salam. Jamaat al-Muslimin, our beloved Prophet Muhammad, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, he says in a hadith, This hadith has been narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam latattabi'unna sanan alladhina min qablikum shibran bi shibrin wa dhira'an bi dhira'in hatta law dakhalu fi juhri dabbin ladakhaltumu aw latabatumuhum قلنا يا رسول الله اليهود والنصارى قال فمن This hadith is in Sahih Muslim in the authentic compilation of a hadith of Imam Muslim narrated by the great Sahabi Abu Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله عنه he said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said you will follow the ways of those who came before you Shibran bi shibrin. Hand breadth for hand breadth. That's a shibr. What they call it? A span. Span for span. Dira bi dira. Dira'an bi dira'in. Hands breadth for hands breadth. Arms length for arms length. In other words, you will follow them in every way of life. Even if they had to enter into the hole of the lizard, you would follow them into that same hole. And then the Sahaba said, the Jews and the Christians? The Prophet said, who else? Who else? So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, there again, our time is up. But I want to leave you. Inshallah, we're going to have to continue next week. This is really something for us to think about. Wallahi. Now, how did we get to this? I mean, watching it live every day, seeing our brothers and sisters in Palestine being humiliated, seeing that the largest population of refugees in the world are the Muslim refugees. The largest percentage of refugees are Muslim refugees. How we have no more khilafa, how we have no more khalifa, how we don't even have an army, how we don't even have power, we have nothing. How did we get here? We have to ponder a little bit. How did we get to this Nakba, this catastrophe? Because of a Nakba that came before it that we brought upon ourselves. I leave you with the story of Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala wa arda. When the Muslims had taken Baytul Maqdis, Jerusalem, and the Sahaba, and with them was Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, he was the head of the army. They were waiting for Amir al-Mu'mineen to come from Medina. And Sayyidina Umar, with his servant, they took turns in riding the camel. And what they would do is, they would write and read a hizb. What's a hizb? It's half a juz. There are 30 juz in the Quran, 60 حزبا, 60 حزب. So he would read a hizb, and he would be on the camel, and his servant would be walking, and then after reading the hizb, then they used to change places. Instead, Umar would walk, and his servant would ride on the camel. And there are two different riwayas. The one riwaya is that when they came there, Sayyidina Umar had to get off the camel to walk through a muddy patch in order to get where the Sahaba were waiting. And the Qasawisa, the priests and the patriarchs of Jerusalem, the Christians, who were the Christian leaders before, they were standing on the Aswar, on the wall of Jerusalem, looking at this Amir al-Mu'mineen getting off his camel. In the hadith it says he took his shoes off and put them on his shoulder. I don't know, maybe it was joined together with a string, he put it around his neck, I don't know. And then he waded through this muddy patch. And then somebody afterwards came and helped him wash his feet. And Abu Ubaidah turned to him and said to him, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the patriarchs are watching you, you know, how can you put yourself in this position? Why are you doing this? That's the one riwaya. The other riwaya is that when they got to Jerusalem, Sayyidina Umar's servant was riding on his camel. And he was walking. And Sayyidina Umar was wearing a thobe with 17 patches. And Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah came up to him and said to him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Laytika Labista al-Abaya. O Commander of the Faithful, if only you had worn your abaya, you know, to cover the patches. If only, Ya Laytika Rakibta al-Ba'ir. If only you had ridden on the camel. You know, so I'll say in Afrikaans, he said, for any uwa. If only you had worn your abaya, if only you had ridden on your camel. You're now going to meet the patriarchs of Jerusalem. He turned to Abu Ubaidah and said, Ya Aba Ubaidah, لو قالها غيرك لضربت بالكف. If anybody else had said, if anybody else had said what you just said, I would have beaten him. He said, Ya Abu Ubaidah, كنا أذلا. Abu Ubaidah, we were downtrodden in Jahiliyyah. We were humiliated in Jahiliyyah. فعزنا الله بالإسلام. And so Allah made us great with Islam. Allah made us great. Not with being Turk, not with being Arab, not with being black, not with being white, not with having oil or technology or science. That came later, the science, alhamdulillah. At the time, they were mostly unlettered people. They couldn't read or write. But Allah made them great. They took Islam to the Pyrenees mountains. You know, Uqba ibn Nafi rode his horse first into the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, when they conquered Morocco. After conquering the whole of North Africa. And Uqba ibn Nafi said, if I knew there was any land, I would keep riding if I could. And then Tariq ibn Ziyad went over in 711 and they conquered Al-Andalus, the land of the Vandals, Al-Andalus, Islamic Spain. And then they went as far as the Pyrenees Mountains. And they went as far as east as China within 70 years of the death of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Within 70 years. He said, oh Abu Ubaidah, we were downtrodden and humiliated, and Allah made us great with Islam. And every time we seek greatness in anything but Islam, Allah will bring us down and humiliate us. And that is what has happened, Jamaat Muslim. Inshallah, until next week, I leave you in the protection of Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh yes, we're going to make dua inshallah ta'ala after salah for Uncle Sulaiman, otherwise fondly known as Uncle Solly's wife is in hospital having an operation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the hand of the surgeon, make the operation successful and grant her complete shifa in kullida and for all of our sick. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل، الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. كشف الدجى بجماله عظم جميع خصاله. صلوا عليه وآله. صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى، ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم. أما بعد، فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة، إلى أين يا سادة الكرام؟ اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. له معقبات من بين يديه ومن خلفه يحفظونه من أمر الله، إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. صدق الله العظيم. فيا أخوتي الأفاضل، كيف وصلنا إلى ما نحن فيه الآن؟ إنها سنة الله، ولن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا، ولن تجد لسنة الله تحويلا. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث ما رواه الإمام مسلم في صحيحه أن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لتتبعن السنن من كان قبلكم شبرا بالشبر وذراعا بذراع، حتى لو دخلوا جحر دب لدخلتموه. قالوا: اليهود والنصارى؟ قال: فمن؟ صلى الله عليه وسلم. فيا أخوتي الأفاضل، علينا أن نصطلح مع الله، وعلينا أن نعود إلى الله، وعلينا أن نتذكر قول أمير المؤمنين عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنه عندما وقف أمام بيت المقدس وقال: يا أبا عبيدة، نحن قوم أعزنا الله بالإسلام، فكل ما ابتغينا العزة بغيره أذلنا الله، أذلنا الله، أذلنا الله. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول في الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى، والذنب لا ينسى، والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتقت ما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيب نور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافة الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلى بفلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرم مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مكان، اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استو اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب، ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب، سيصلى نارا ذات لهب، وامرأته حمالة الحطب، في جيدها حبل من مسد. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نتوب رحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، أنا وأعطانا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس، اشفي أنت شافي، لا شفاء إلا شفاءك، شفاء لا يغادر سقما. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم أن يشفي أختنا زوجة أخينا سليمان شفاء كاملا من كل داء. اللهم اشفيها من كل داء، اللهم اشفيها من كل داء، اللهم اشفيها واشفي مرضى المسلمين شفاء لا يغادر سقما برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، من عذابك نستجير. أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.